And turn in your Bibles with me to Galatians. While you're turning there, I'm going to read 2 Timothy. Know also that in last days, perilous times shall come. Men will be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful. Elroy hit a little bit on this. Do nice things for people, and depending on what kind of day they're having, they'll let you know. Unthankful. Unholy. Without natural affection. Truce breakers. False accusers. Incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which crept into houses and led captive, silly women laden with sins, laid away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. They shall proceed no further. Their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. Heavenly Father, help me now to share what you want your people to hear, clear and simple. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're talking about many aspects here this morning of America. Things that we love about America. I believe that God has given us a stay for 4 years, possibly maybe 8. What do you suppose will take place after 4 or 8 years? The hatred that I see vented toward this administration is hatred like I've never seen ever in my lifetime. I've never seen anything like this. The hatred. Haven't heard anything good. Very few things been said good about the administration. Not much different from what we read in the scriptures. There were many that hated the truth. They hated Jesus. He was the truth. They hung him on a cross. Is it much different today? We hate the truth. When I say we, I'm talking about our nation. Many of the things that's gone AWOL here is not put the blame on Christians. Maybe perhaps professed Christians, who because they think they go to church, makes them a Christian. Going to church doesn't make you any more of a Christian. Going into a barn makes you a cow. It would surprise you how some people voted and call themselves Christians. That would surprise you. Since when is abortion okay? It's not. A lot of things I'm going to share. Signs in our nation that we have compromised. There's many today that's unaware of this. Many can't see the danger. Others just deliberately ignore the warning signs, or they just don't care what happens to our country. Isn't that sad? Some people just don't care. Now, these people don't care, obviously, maybe don't have any children. Maybe they don't have any grandchildren. We do. And I'm concerned about the future. I'm concerned about the things we've sown because they will reap it. What have we sown? It's a scripture principle. What you sow, you reap. When you plant a tomato seed, you're going to get a tomato. If a peach comes up, you dig that baby up again and see what it was. What you must have got your seeds mixed up, because what you plant is what you get. It's easy to be lulled to sleep because change happens so slowly. How many of you watch old television shows? Old television shows. Have you seen some differences in the old television shows as compared to the shows today? Have you seen some? The way they talk? They talk about the Lord, talk about God. They bow their heads when they're ready to eat. Even the Bonanza Boys did that. I remember, you know, when church went to 10 o'clock on Sunday night, the only thing I was thinking about was 10 o'clock Bonanza starts. Let's get this thing going. Let's get this shut down. Let's get this shut down. Bonanza's 10 o'clock. When I was a kid, I thought like a kid. As an adult, I'll put the childish things away. I don't think that way anymore. Suddenly, we wake up, and we realize that America today looks nothing like it did in the past. Amen to that. Doesn't look anything close. Look how many changes have taken place. I can't imagine what they're going to do to Santa. Look what they've done to him already. You know what I'm talking about? Now, we didn't believe in Santa when I was growing up. Mom always told me, that's just make-believe. But what we did think about was he stood for good things. He was a good man. He did good things. But what they're doing today with him, it's crazy. It's just crazy. We have the old Grinch that stole Christmas, you know. Now we got a Grinch for Santa. A lot of things have changed. I remember Superman. He stood for truth and justice in the American way. Now they have him fighting Batman, and they're trying to kill one another. It's a mess. It's just a mess. Changes we're talking about. Changes. Not good. It was proven in the election. People that never voted before came out in the election. So you and I aren't the only ones that didn't like the way our nation was headed. It was proved in the election that there was a lot of people said, now that's enough. That's it. That's enough. Now it's time to make a choice. We're not going down that way no more. But I fear after 4 years or 8 years, we will. We'll return to these old ways. What makes me angry is when I see shows like Hollywood making fun, poking fun at Christians. It's open game for Christians, you know. That's open game. Lots of all kinds of shows, I can't name them, but they poke fun at Christians. They make fun of Christians. I wonder what would happen if they make fun of Muslims. Hello? What do you think would happen if they would have just one talk show host at night at 11:30 after the news would say something nasty about a Muslim? How would that work? How do you think that would go down? But it's open game for Christians. You can say whatever you want to say to Christians. That's all right. There's a lot of dangers that are awaiting America if we don't change our ways. We don't need to worry about Korea. We don't need to worry about Iran. We don't need to worry about Russia. We don't need to worry about them outside forces destroying America. America will be destroyed within its borders. America will destroy itself. We won't need a bomb. We won't need anything like that. America will be destroyed within its own borders. It happened to Rome. It'll happen to Greece. And it'll happen to America. You and I may not see it. But our children's children may see it. I know one thing. Persecution against Christians is just going to get more intense. More intense. More intense. Nations and cultures change, but the Bible doesn't. We can't keep doing whatever we want in this country and expect the Lord to continue to bless us. As we are now in Galatians 6, verse 7 and 8, be not deceived. God's not mocked. Whatever a man sows, he also reaps. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. So we need to consider this morning, what kind of seed are we sowing in our own personal lives, in the church, and in our nation? Are we expressing and standing for our beliefs? Do our biblical convictions determine how we vote? How we relate to people in our jobs? And how about our worship to our Heavenly Father? Are the messages that's in the churches today, are they based on the truths of Scripture? Or merely insubstantial sermons without any biblical foundation? The years I've been here, I've tried to have sermons and messages that are filled with Scripture references. Your time is valuable to me. The Bible says we're to redeem the time. So when you're here, I want to fill you with all that I can, with what's good and what is from the Word. And when I say something, it has a Scripture reference. I want it to be from God's holy Word, not Roger. I want to be hid behind the cross. You cannot trust the sweetest frame, holy trust in Jesus. We need to consider the seed that we're sowing. In Galatians 6, guarantees that we will reap what we've sown, more than what we've sown, and later than we've sown. I don't think that we can take for granted the blessings of the past, because the way I see the Scripture, the harvest is very near. Our nation is continuing to turn from righteousness to wickedness. And it affects us all, every one of us. It affects us all. In every kind of relationship, everything we do, the sin and wickedness has affected us. I'll just give you a few examples. Whenever you call a business, an organization to get some things corrected or straightened out, they'll say this call could be monitored for training purposes or for whatever. It's for accuracy. What it is to save from lawsuits. That's what it's about. It's about lawsuits. So that's why the recording or whenever you talk to somebody, it's always recorded. And they got it's a law that they need to let you know that it is being recorded. Is it being recorded? Who knows if it actually is? Probably is. Then they can always go back and play it if there's a problem. There's all kinds of ways we've been affected. There was one thing, there was something I can't remember, it happened so often, that something that my wife's name was on, and I was calling to have it changed, she was working. They said, are you Penny? I said, no, my name's Roger. Well, if you're not Penny, you can't do a thing about it. Really? I said, I've been married to this woman for 40-some years, and you're telling me I can't do nothing with it? That's right, sir. I said, well, when that bill comes due, and I'm the one that writes you a check, and you don't get it, you might want to call and ask for me. You'll call and ask for me. And then you might want to talk to me. How's that work? Oh, don't get me started, brother. Because if I do it, I need repentance till then. Lord, forgive me. Don't have a lot of patience with that. And the Lord knows. Forgive me, Lord. But you know why? S-I-N. That's why. And I'm telling you, it keeps getting worse. They'll ask you more questions than Carter would have liver pills. Or Walmart would have strollers. When they start asking me questions, I said, yep, 5'8", 235, gray and hazel blue eyes. Well, sir, I didn't quite need all that. No, I said not quite yet, but I said you weren't done asking me, so I thought I'd give it to you. That's how it is today. Sin causes all these problems. And you and I pay for it. And we pay for it this way, too. You have no idea what taxes are going to be. Till they're done putting a full-time security guard in our high schools, that will be a salary that will be coming out of your paycheck. $13 million. Let me ask you this. How many shootings did you hear of when we read the Bible and had prayer in Bible school? How many shootings? None. Zero. Don't want to know the truth. Jesus says the truth will set you free, but we don't want to hear the truth. Oh, I don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. Pilate said, what's truth? And truth stood before him. What is truth? They don't want to know what truth is. They don't want to hear it. Signs of a compromising nation. When a country accepts the ways of life that are forbidden in the scriptures, our society will be marked by these following characteristics. Immorality. The culture will be driven by a desire for sexual freedom and indulgence that mocks genuine sexuality. Aren't we told in Scripture the day will come when they'll forbid you to be married? That's what it says. They'll forbid you to even be married. Why be married? Just live together, and that way you have no commitment. Things get too hot, just bail out. No commitment, just bail. Greed. People will do whatever it takes to acquire wealth. Isn't that sad? If it includes cheating or stealing or lying, that's okay. As long as I want to get something back for taxes. So we'll use the accountant Dewey Cheatham and Howe Associates. Did you catch that? Have we ever been tempted to do that? Sure we have. Probably all have. But when I think about the consequences, it's not worth it. It isn't worth it because I got to stand before the Lord someday and give account of every word I've said. So you make sure your porch is clean. Don't you be worried about cleaning mine. I got to make sure mine's clean. When you're pointing at somebody, there's three of them pointing back at you. Three of them pointing back at you. It's three times more important that you deal with yourself than it is that you're worried about your neighbor. Three times more important that you take care of this. Get the problems taken care of here. Here's where it starts. Forgive me, Lord. I'm sorry. Do whatever it takes to acquire wealth. Pride. There will be a sense of false confidence. People will think they don't need God because they can do whatever they want without him. Isn't that sad? It's probably why they don't want to pray. Don't need to pray. I can get what I want without him. Indulgence. Another sign of compromise. They'll search in vain for self-fulfillment and happiness because true satisfaction only comes when we are obedient to our Lord. Slothfulness. People will become dependent, no longer striving to do their best, but expecting others to take care of them. Hello. You know what Paul's welfare system was? Does anybody know? If a man don't work, neither should he what? You think that would work? Well, it wouldn't be politically correct. That would be cruel and unusual punishment. Hate speech. There you go. Ungratefulness. Pride causes people to forget and take for granted all the blessings they've enjoyed by being part of this beautiful and wonderful country. And lastly, but certainly not leastly, irreverence. Having laid aside God's word, nothing is sacred anymore. God's no longer revered. People have no fear of God. So what? I want to do it, I'll do it. It's my body, it's my business, isn't it? It's my choice. I'll do what I want to do. And because we've chosen the way of sin rather than godliness, our nation will be facing judgment. We won't escape it any more than Rome or Greece did. But if we stand up, speak up, and live up to our faith and convictions, there is hope. But we can no longer stay quiet or go our own way, hoping that conditions will improve. And the only way things will change is if we, the people of God, will commit ourselves to live in obedience to Him and refuse to compromise our convictions, no matter what the cost. We must not yield to compromise by remaining silent. America has become its own enemy. Its conscience has become dull and insensitive. Today, truth is whatever each person wants it to be. And a sense of respect and reverence for the things of God has been totally lost. We as Christians believe God's word, and we try to live righteously. But the society around us that aren't Christians have forsaken the Lord. And many so-called Christians have forsaken the Lord. What was once righteous and good has been surrendered to the pursuit of freedom to do whatever one pleases. But there is still hope if we'll wake up and stand for the truth as our founders of this nation did. Now, 2 Chronicles 7, 13-15, I'm closing with these things. This was God's promise regarding Israel's restoration. His judgment had already been poured out because of the rebellion against Him. And so this passage was given to the nation of Israel. But I can tell you that the principles in verse 14 can be applied to us today. If my people, who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Humble ourselves. We need to acknowledge that God is our Lord of our lives, and we need to be subjective to Him, to His commands and His principles, and we need to ask Him to search our hearts. Pray. We need to begin consistently to intercede for our nation. Petey shared it in his testimony. To pray for America. I love America. Will you join me in prayer with her? Pray for her. Seek God's face. Come before the Lord and ask Him to show us His will for our nation and every area of our lives so we can live as He desires us to live. And then turn from our sins as the Lord shows us issues that are in our lives that are not right. We need to repent of these sins and we need to turn back to Him in obedience. You see, the responsibility of intercession rests with us. Repentance begins with us, not the world. We are the ones who must humble ourselves, pray, and seek the Lord and turn from sin so God can revive His church and heal our land. What signs have you seen that America has turned from the Lord? And has this reality motivated you to pray for our nation? And if not, what is distracting you? One of the requirements for answered prayer is humility and repentance. So what would humbling yourself involve, I ask you? What thoughts or attitudes or words and actions should you discontinue to become an effective intercessor for our nation? What has prevented you from that? Brother Roger, you don't know my schedule. I'm busy. I'm just busy, really. Let me remind you of a few things. Do you remember, many of you are older than I am. Do you remember when wash day was wash day? Do you remember the old wringer washer? And now you just throw it all in one big container, temperature, speed, timing, push a button, and off we go. Brother Roger, I'm just busy. I don't have much time, really. How would you like to go back 40 years and then ask me how much time you'd have? And yet they still found time to pray and go to church. Hello. Are you with me? Bow your heads with me. Heavenly Father, this message was for me too. And I'll tell you, I'm the first one to put my hand up. Help me. Help me to make time to pray about things I need to be praying about. You want to put your hand up with me? Mine's up. Help me to make time. I love America. Give me time, Lord. I want to make time to pray. Do more praying, Lord, than what I've been doing. Thank you, Lord, for these hands. Thank you, Lord, for each and every one. Father, thank you for this message. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to my heart. Thank you for the wonderful words of encouragement, Lord. And Lord, I love America, and I want to thank you again that you allowed me to be born here. I'm just so blessed to be in America. But my heart goes out to those who aren't in America. They need you. They need you, Lord. We'll try to do our best to make sure that they get to know you as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name we pray this and ask it. Amen and amen.